Hi, HRN. This is Jacqueline Burke from Maryland. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy holiday and Merry Christmas. And here's a little song that I put together. Open the barn door, sweep the floor. There's plenty of holiday fun in store. Swinging, swinging at HRN. All the hosts and guests too. They all know just what to do. Swinging, swinging at HRN. Now Radiothon is here this year, bringing gifts and Christmas cheer. Clint's work is done, there is no doubt. So, hey, listeners, knock yourself out. Listen live and just press play. We'll be rocking till the end of the day. Swinging, swinging at HRN. Now you'll be happy as can be. That's this Radiothon's guarantee. Swinging, swinging at HRN. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah!
It's time for the next hour of the HRN Holiday Radiothon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, I'm Finley Dowell from Virginia. Here comes Glenn the Geek, here comes Glenn the Geek, right on to HRN. Scooter and Nigel and all their friends, pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, auditors singing, all is merry and bright. So send your entries and listen in, cause Glenn the Geek comes tonight. Here comes Glenn the Geek, here comes Glenn the Geek, right on to HRN. He's got a box that's filled with prep for all the listeners. Hear those horses whinnying, oh what a beautiful thing. So jump on board and swing your sword, cause Glenn the Geek comes tonight. Here comes Glenn the Geek, here comes Glenn the Geek, right on to HRN. He'll come around when listeners chime in, it's Radiothon again. Awesome prizes will come to all if we just listen all day. So feed your horses a hanging ball, cause Glenn the Geek comes tonight. Here comes Jamie, Jen, Wendy, and Jemmy, right on to HRN. Baby's Groot, Stanley, and Zara, and all their horsey friends. Bells are ringing, auditors singing, all is merry and bright. To make some cocoa and invite your friends, cause all the hosts come tonight! Let's give thanks to our sponsors, hosts, listeners, and auditors! Merry Christmas!
Thank you, Jacqueline Burke and 10-year-old Finley, for putting those together. Woohoo! We made it! This is it! It's hour 12, the last hour, the party hour of the 5th Annual Horse Radio Network 12-hour live holiday radiothon by Stateline Tack, with additional support provided by our grand prize sponsors, WinTech and Kelly Herd Jewelry. I am Glenn the Geek, and of course, here with me still, she made it, is Dr. Wendy Ying, and we're here for this last final hour. That's right. We made it, Wendy.
We made it.
Yay. We're here. Last hour.
You know, when we get to hour 5, you kind of think, oh my God, why do we do this? But then it gets better as it goes along and we get to this time. This is the best.
Yay, call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Uh-oh.
8.
Oh,
six,
here we go again
five,
with Leslie.
Four, one,
and of course,
four,
I can't
nine,
hang up on her,
three,
so we're
one,
talking over
three,
her phone
is
number.
Not available. The mailbox is full and cannot accept.
We always have trouble connecting with Leslie. And I think that I don't even have Jamie on here either. So let's try that again, because apparently they both hung up. So let's try again. All right, let's try and get them back. Are you here?
Did you hang up on me?
No, we're trying to get Leslie, and you know what a trouble that is. For some reason, Leslie never answers. We can never get her on. I don't know why. But let's try.
Did you Skype her?
Yeah, we're trying. She just, you know how she never answers. And she has 14 Skype names, so that doesn't help either. So we're going to keep trying.
Yeah, I'm here!
Yay! I'm here! There she is.
Leslie, sorry, your phone number has been given out on the air about 6 times.
About 100 times. We talk over it every time.
Send me pictures of your cats. Anyone, feel free to text.
Well, we are here in the last hour of Radiothon, and as is tradition, we have no guests. It's just party hour.
Yay!
Yay!
Party hour.
But we also, as is tradition, I think since day one, have Leslie on here from Eventing Nation. Used to be Horse Nation. Used to be Leslie Wiley. Now Leslie Bateman. Everything has changed in her life since we started.
Isn't that wild? Oh, you guys, it's been such a good day. I'm so proud of you. I would have had to stop and take a nap at some point.
I was
sure.
Thinking about it, but Wendy wouldn't let me.
We pushed through it.
And now that we've been drinking, it's getting tougher. And then Jamie comes back. She's here the first 2 hours and the last hour. Did you make it? You've been listening in, too.
I've tuned in here and there. I've still had to, you know, like, do work and stuff. But in between them, I'm here.
For some reason, the lines always fill up in this party hour. Everybody wants to talk in party hour. Everybody wants
party
to talk
girls.
To Leslie. That's right. That's what it is.
You're so popular.
You know what we're going to do at the end of this hour, guys? We're going to give away what, Wendy?
We have over $2,000. And we have two giant grand prizes, the $500 from Kelly Herd Jewelry and from Wintech, your choice of any Wintech saddle.
That's right. That's what we're going to be giving away at the end of this hour. Now, we also have a very we have a couple of very special guests in the studio. Brooke, bring that right to an inch from your mouth. We have Brooke Beers here with us, who's a good friend of ours and also the Horse Holster Girl. That's how everybody knows her, the Horse Holster Girl. And we've given away a couple of those today. Hi, Brooke.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
You've actually co-hosted Horses in the Morning.
I did. It's been a while.
Yeah, you came over and filled in for Jamie one day when she was playing hooky.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. I did. I think I did about 5 shows total.
Yeah, she's been over quite a bit. But she stopped in tonight to join the party. So thank you, Brooke.
You're welcome.
We also have Charlotte here. Charlotte's wheeling around the studio here somewhere. She'll come in and say hi a little bit later. But Leslie, you know what our theme is tonight? Our theme is, what is the sneakiest thing your horse ever did? And I know you've got one.
No, because Princess is perfect.
Perfect Princess.
She's perfect, but there are other ponies in the world who are not so perfect. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, you said, you know, I think the prompt is sneakiest or funniest, and this one definitely wasn't funny, but it was sneaky. Once upon a time in a faraway land, Mongolia. Where's going with this? There's nothing sneakier than a horse leaving you for dead in the middle of nowhere with all of your stuff, all of it
That's
that you need to survive for the next 7 days.
I think you win the award for today. You could have died. You win the award.
I could have died. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of listeners are familiar with the story. It was really, I've tried to repress the memory, but it's clinging to my nightmares. But it's during the Mongol Derby, and the pony I was riding took off. I dismounted to take my raincoat off, which was really a mistake I'll regret for the rest of my life. And the pony took off and found a new life.
With all your tack and your
with
stuff.
With all of my tack, all my stuff. So I had to do the rest of the 7 days of the race with zero anything to my name, and then also ride the next like nearly 30 miles with without stirrups. So
are you okay? So. Have you recovered? Do you have post-traumatic stress about this?
Hear me breathing into the paper bag over here.
Think of how good every other pony's going to be compared to that.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I am excused from No Stirrup November forever. So permapass, it almost makes it worthwhile. So
you are too. You deserve that. You deserve that. Plus, you did the ultimate walk of shame. You did like the 10-15 mile walk of shame.
And truly, people ask. You know, people are still asking. They're like, "Did they ever find that pony?" And to my knowledge, they did not. Nope. So I don't know. I'm sure he's living his best life in Russia now. Yeah. But
That's or eaten so by bears.
Yeah, something. With all the tack.
Yes.
She's still wearing that saddle.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, I had my iPhone in there, and I tried to do, like, find my iPhone, you know? And, yeah, that didn't
doesn't work in Mongolia?
Nope.
That's funny. How did I know?
Got the story of the day, for sure.
Yes, you win.
Bless your heart.
So sneaky. Those sneaky ponies. Goodness.
Well, we have a lot of callers. You guys want to take some callers?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay, so Leslie, say hi to Juliana from Alabama. That rhymes.
Hi, Juliana from Alabama.
Y'all. Hey, how are y'all?
Good.
Happy holidays.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. You sound great.
Got you.
Oh, good. I know you're always very concerned about the sound, Glenn. Glad to appease.
Wow, she's a listener. She definitely listens.
How appropriate is it that the person from Alabama said, "Hey, y'all"? Makes me happy. Well, Juliana from Alabama.
The southern greeting around here.
Heck yeah. Do you have a sneaky pony story?
I do, and I actually put it in a song.
Oh, you're going to sing for us live?
I love it.
I know. No pressure. Hopefully everybody's a little tipsy enough that they won't care about my horrendous singing.
Oh, they've been drinking. Trust me. So, yeah, and by the way, I think Jamie's the only one that's ever sang live on our show, and that's terrible. So you can only be better.
I'd be happy to sing again.
No, that's okay. Juliana, okay, lead the way.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little context. Okay. I do have a buckskin horse. His name is Buck. I know, it's really original. And sometimes all I can say is he better be glad that he's pretty. But we do have a YouTube channel that documents his antics, and it's called Bucking Good Ride. Okay, here goes. Hoof in the water trough, Bucky paws. It's just one of many charming flaws. I've filled his field up with lots of toys, but he thinks blanket shredding brings me joy. Nay, 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 where's my hay? Ho, 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 I'm not sound before the show. Now look by the fence line, Buck's on the wrong side. But he still wishes you a bucking good ride.
Yay!
Merry Christmas!
Well done.
Yay!
Fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Very well
Zeus
done.
Zeus says that he loves Bucky and he wants to hang out with him.
I think they would be best of friends.
Oh, that would be anarchy.
Well, Juliana, thank you so much. I love your name and we love Buck!
Oh, thank you. He'll be glad to hear it. And I hope everybody has a very happy holiday.
And thank you for reminding Leslie.
Have a fucking good Christmas.
Yeah,
what?
Thank you for reminding Leslie of all the bucking ponies she had in Mongolia. It's all coming back to that. So. All that therapy is going out the window tonight there. Call your therapist, set appointment. Stephanie from New York. Hi, Stephanie.
What up,
New
Stephanie?
York. Hi, guys.
All right,
yes,
now
Jamie, it's your Stephanie.
It's my Stephanie. This Stephanie was kind enough to stand in the middle of the arena at the Thoroughbred Makeover and attempt to not be shot by arrows as I gallop around shooting at targets.
Real arrows.
Real legit
I
arrows.
I was never really worried.
Except for that one time in the practice where I was like, "Move! I'm going to shoot you!" Behind the scenes drama. But Stephanie, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Do you have a naughty pony story?
Too. You know, it's funny. I didn't do a voicemail because I didn't have a naughty pony story. My voice generally pretty good. But I had one this weekend. I went to get him in a paddock of four horses, and the gates are crazy muddy. And his best friend happens to be my best friend's horse, Romeo, this 29-year-old quarter horse. And Romeo likes to bully me at the gate. So I was like, all right. And Luke, you know, sees me and walks away, of course. So I go to get Luke, and I'm like, well, let me take him out the side gate, which takes me into the neighboring paddock, which then I can go out the second gate and, like, you know, not have to fight off three other horses. So I got Luke. We meet up through the first gate, and then I hear, and I turn around, and the other three horses have taken off. Romeo somehow got the first gate open and let everybody else out. So I had to turn around, close Luke in the paddock, so he was all by himself, and the other three horses had taken off. And while I tried to track down those horses, and then he's running back, and Luke is running back and forth because he's all by himself, and all his friends are just, like, you know, running the town. And, yeah, so after much ado, I got them all wrangled and back in their stalls. But Romeo took a little walkabout down the road. I had to flag down a car and said, please don't hit me, cool. And he just wanders, and he's like, and he'll stand there and wait for you. And then the second you get close, he's like, no, not ready yet, and keeps on walking. So that's my friend's pain in the butt horse.
Stephanie, could you sing that for us, please?
Yeah, go. Don't listen to him. Give Luke a big smooch on the nose because he's perfect and his friends are jerks.
Exactly. He's a good boy.
Well, Merry Christmas, Stephanie.
Merry Christmas.
You're welcome, too. Merry Christmas. Love you guys.
Bye.
Well, next up, we have Tiana from Massachusetts. We have the prettiest names tonight.
Hi, Tiana.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for calling in. You made it into the last hour of Radiothon. Leslie and I are fresh as daisies.
Fresh as daisies.
Well, I am actually fresh off of a shift at work, so I'm glad I could join you guys for the last hour.
Yay.
Fantastic. What do you do for a living?
I just work at Whole Foods for now, but I am planning to get back into the horse industry at some point in time, not sure when. But I've been riding my whole life, so I've always been connected with horses and just kind of making my way, paying the bills, you know,
gotta do what you gotta do, man. Whole Foods is a good place to work. Cause then you get probably a discount on their food, which is awesome. So do you have
it's a nice benefit.
Do you have a sneaky pony story?
So not any of the horses that I ride, but there is a horse at the barn that had quite an escape artist. So there's a group of about five of them, and they all have the paneled paddocks, and they're all connected together. And so this one of the horses, Stuart, he's about 16 too, sport horse. Can't honestly remember what breed, but he decided, I guess, at one point in time to just, I don't remember if he was pushing against the fence, but he knocked the fence down like five panels into the next paddock, and all five of them tried to jump the panels into the next paddock, and they tried to jump them at the highest point. So not even the ones on the ground, but the highest point where they were still
trying to. I have to say something. Damn it, Zeus!
I know. I'm sorry. It's his fault. And I will tell you that they didn't just fall over automatically. He pushed them. Yeah, just so you know, just to answer that question.
No, I can't remember if he pushed them or ran into them. I can't remember, but it was like really like, Stuart, come on. Well, we have quite a couple of naughty ponies at the barn. That just happens to be the most recent naughty pony story.
Well, if you can't remember his breed, listening to today's show, I can tell you that he's either thoroughbred Arabian or a pony.
That's right.
Yeah.
One of those.
He's definitely not a pony, I don't even know, a warm blood type thing.
Warm blood. Tiana, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tiana. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
He could be a Mustang. Some of the most destructive ones. Yeah,
I know we had a lot of Mustangs today, too.
That's true. See, I was trying to give Zeus. You know what? My poor Mustang has just been the butt of a lot of jokes today.
I go
off to the stall, and I posted a video on the auditor's page because we had to actually lock him in the stall for literally 5 minutes so Chad could drive in around bail so he didn't escape out the back. And in 5 minutes, he almost tore his stall door down, banging on it. So, you know what? Hashtag damn it, Zeus.
And we've had horses eating everything today. I mean, all kinds of crap.
The Hamburglar is still my
hot
favorite.
Dogs.
And he also has a song. The hot dog.
Jelly donuts.
I like the horse that went to the fish fry. Yeah, that was my favorite.
Right.
Yeah, that one.
Hey, we have a very special guest in studio. Our friend Charlotte's here. Hi, Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte.
Hello.
And Charlotte, we've been here all half the day, so thank you for hanging out with us.
Of course, I wouldn't miss it for anything, except work. Work made me miss a little bit of it.
And Charlotte is also here with her roommate, Jenny, for the cruise. They're on the cruise together.
Woohoo!
Aww.
And I brought that up, guys, because Marie's on the line, and Charlotte and Marie are our cruise directors for this year coming up next in 2 months. Hi, Marie from Michigan.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us. Do you guys have the whole cruise planned for us yet?
Absolutely.
Oh, God. Christmas.
Don't worry, Marie. I have to forward you the itinerary.
Okay. It looks like Charlotte's got you covered, Marie. Marie, were you there on karaoke night?
Yes, I was, Glenn.
Did you sing on karaoke night?
I saw multiple people sing. I sang in a group session, and I can't even remember what we sang, but it was all together. I'm not going to, expose people to that torture.
Okay, so you're not singing for us tonight is what I was getting to, because you are the cruise director.
What that means is since she doesn't remember, that means it was a really good night.
It was, actually. I kind of remember that
night. You don't want to remember karaoke. That's
I remember Jemmy singing. It was fabulous.
Yeah, it was fabulous. She's a great
singer.
Now,
hang on. Let me go to Wendy here, because Wendy has proudly stated several times that she is Asian. That means you have to be a karaoke singer, doesn't it?
No. I am Asian, but I'm Chinese. Karaoke is Japanese.
Oh.
Oh, my bad. I didn't realize.
I don't know. That sounds racist to me. I think there's some Chinese.
You know what? That doesn't have any weight coming from you, Glenn.
Yeah, white boy.
Marie, what's up? You have a lot of ponies, and Marie actually came down last year, I think, and rode with us. She spent a couple weeks down here in Ocala riding around, and we got to ride with her. It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So I am
actually trying to think of how my horse got into trouble, and I can't think. I have all these stories of all my other animals getting into trouble, but I can't think. And then all I could think of was, what could I do with song? And it was all the ways HRN has cost me money.
There you go.
One adopted Mustang, two cruises, a couple trips across country, which turned into more trips, because then you find out more cool places to go, more meet more people. And so
does your husband hate us? He hates us, I bet, her husband.
Well, here's the thing. It's our 15-year anniversary, and I'm going on the cruise in February and a ride in Utah in June. So, and he's not going on any of them.
And that's what it's like to be married to a horse girl.
Right?
Marie, we're looking forward to seeing you. We'll see you in a couple months.
I can't wait. Yay.
All right. We'll see
you
then.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Marie. I wonder how much money we have cost some people over the years.
Why don't you just run through my credit card bill and we'll see?
You've already got problems, Jamie, with your co-pilots being grounded. You don't show them your credit card.
Yeah, that's right.
My God. All right. It is crazy. Horse lovers just sent me a nice Christmas card.
All right. Let's, by the way, I have on the website for all those that are interested, if you go to holidayradiothon.com/coupon, it lists all the coupon codes that we have for today. And they're all HRN. Every coupon code, if you heard one today, it's HRN for whatever company. We have to hear from our title sponsor for one last time.
I am Todd from Stateline Tack, and you are listening to the 5th Annual Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon. The funniest thing my horse does is love beach balls. He wants to play soccer with you. If we try to kick it around and not just at him, he will come and get it from us. Merry Christmas from all of us at Stateline Tack.
December deals dazzle all month long at Stateline Tack. Don't miss your chance to shop blowout prices on blankets, apparel, saddles, tack, and everything you need or want. From top brands like Defender, Gatsby, Wintech, Kensington, Ariat, Weatherbeater, Iridian, IRH helmets, Carrots, and so much more. Plus, you can find special hourly flash sales with over 50% off. Fill up all of your stockings in your house with great gifts and enter to win the Bates Victrix saddle, valued at over $3,450. Don't forget, State Line Tack gift certificates are always welcome in any stocking, including mine. Scooter likes things, too. Visit statelinetack.com/HRN for all the best holiday deals and enter the code HRN, that's a coupon code HRN, for exclusive savings on your order. State Line Tack, they make riding affordable.
I have a trivia question for you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is it called State Line Tack?
Because I know the answer. I'll let them go.
Do you know why it's called State Line Tack?
I don't.
Isn't it on a state line?
Yes. It was just over the Massachusetts state line in New Hampshire. And in Massachusetts, we call it Taxachusetts because everything has such high taxes. But New Hampshire doesn't have any sales tax. So you drive over the state line to buy your liquor and your tax supplies.
That's we used to do that in college because I went to college just south of Boston. People would go all the way up
to New Hampshire
because they didn't sell alcohol on Sundays in Massachusetts. And so we go up to New Hampshire.
To the state liquor store over the state line.
Cliff Clavin here with all the information.
That's right.
Come here. I got a special guest. I had to do this real quick. Hey, Lucas, what do you want to say?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Lucas.
Merry Christmas, Luke.
Okay, you can have the cookies now. Go
ahead. Talk about somebody that has literally grown up from the day he was born on this on our show.
I know. He was, I think, crying in the first radiothon, so I had to get him a little grown up there.
Hey, it's been very quiet at your house there, Leslie.
Yeah, I've got the baby locked in the closet.
And what are you?
You have the baby stalled.
Yeah, he's stalled.
He's turned out.
Yeah. He's in the manger.
He turned out this paddock, yeah.
Are you allowed to drink yet, Leslie?
I would. You know what? In my heart, I am like doing a keg stand of margarita right now, but I've got a cold, so I'm actually drinking chamomile tea this year for radiothon. But in my heart, you know,
I think the last, I think one or two radiothons ago, you were pregnant, so there was no drinking on that one either. What is it with with all of our hosts getting pregnant during shows that we do? It's all
la 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 la.
Don't worry about that with me, Glenn. Glad I'm not a host.
Yeah. Well, let's go from that to Richard from Ohio. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Hey guys, hope you guys are having a good time.
We sure are.
I just got off work. Well, I do have a naughty pony story to go along with my other funny story that was in one of the sound bites earlier today.
I can't wait.
My girl has a tendency to check out electric fences.
Good times.
My trainer was out working in the field, and he noticed my girl sticking her neck through the between the fences and eating grass on the other side. So he went, huh, fence is off. So he went and found the problem. She had gotten out of the fence, and he turned it back on. She walks back over to the fence, starts sniffing, and then she walked down the fence row about another 10 feet, started sniffing, then went back to the middle of the pasture and started eating her grass.
And I would like to point out that Richard has an Arabian, so it's still categorized as the, the sneaky pony. So, well, Richard, I know you won a big prize earlier, so just congratulations and Merry Christmas to you and your lovely bride.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas to you guys. And now I hope I win the saddle to go with the stirrup leathers.
Like a lot of people wanted those stirrup leathers too.
I wanted those.
Yeah, Wendy.
I have to go pay for them. I wish I could win them.
Well, thank you, Richard. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys too.
Oh, you know, we go from Richard to scary.
No, you're handling this one, Ben.
She doesn't even want to talk to you, Scary.
That's great. Just go from Richard to Scary.
I have to make an announcement. For the first time ever, we have a closing song on Radiothon. We've never had one before, and Scary sang one for us, so you're going to hear him again at the end of the show.
I can't wait.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I can't either.
Scary, you must have a story.
I won't give it away.
Do you have a story that involves when you were sober? Okay, that's it for Scary Stories.
One thing, I'd just like to say, I'm thinking I should have sang All My Rowdy Friends Have Settled Down because of Leslie's Not Drinking. You know, all the people I should be looking up to. I feel like I'm the only one left.
Jamie, are you drinking? Are you drinking something?
It hurts, I tell you.
Don't worry.
Feel free to drink double for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm with you, Scary. I'm with you.
I'm with you in my heart.
So, Scary, do you have a sneaky pony story?
Well, I got a. I got some sneaky ponies. But I'm going to give one kind of a holiday theme here. Four horses. Two off track saves. One's name's Lucky, the other one's Keith. Cooper, who is a draft paint cross, and Princess, who is my little quarter horse, which technically could have been a pony. These are what are out in our pasture, and our pasture runs a tenth of a mile down our driveway, and it's about 600 feet wide. There's a high point at both ends. You got kind of a valley and a pond in the middle. And after it snows, I would always go out and sit on the top of one hill with my little Coleman lantern, and just look out and watch, you know, the deer come across and all this kind of stuff. Now, Cooper...
We need to get Scary a date.
I mean, this horse is... Hey, it's pretty neat. The snow just kills all the sound. It is perfectly quiet. You're just sitting out there. And I'm just sitting out there, and I'm sitting out watching. You just kind of hear the Coleman lanterns make the chissy sound. And I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden you hear this... Boom! I jump out of my... Again, turn around backwards, and here is Cooper has decided to lay down beside me. This is a big horse. I didn't even know he was there. This is how sneaky he was. And as I realize he's done this, here come the two thoroughbreds do the same thing. And I'm just like, this is about the coolest thing in the world.
He didn't need a date after all. He had one.
No, he didn't need a date.
He had three.
No, Princess didn't bother you. Princess is princess. But you know, it was, I think, the week before Christmas when that happened. It's been several years ago, but it was just like, boy, that was about the coolest thing. I don't know. You had to be
that's
there.
Awesome. No, I love it. That's a beautiful story. Oh, it's not terribly, they're not naughty. They were loving you. That's well, right. Scary, I can't wait to hear your song.
Oh,
I was giving
you credit. Yeah, I can't. I'm surprised you played the other one. I was like, I better do something better because that first one. Oh, boy, was that first
Scary,
one.
Scary, I am going to play anything. Did you hear I gave you finally a birthday song today? Did you hear that?
I heard it. I started posting. I even said, thanks, Glenn. I couldn't believe you did it.
You would spend many years in coming because I've always avoided giving him one, and now I had to. So,
well, I figured with all the headaches I caused you by doing the song last year, and then everybody wanted their birthday one, he's like, this is appropriate.
That's
this
right.
This song will work.
I appreciate you calling me out again this year. So I'm going to be calling Leslie's therapist, too. Right after the show. Okay. Thank you, Scary. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Well, I can't believe I'm saying this, but we have the last voicemail package to play. And there's some good ones in here, too. And then when we come back, we are going to be giving away some grand prizes worth $2,000. And
wow.
Everybody's at the edge of their seat right now. Oh, wait a minute. Jemmy has just bought the shit. You gonna pop it?
No, I don't know how to do that.
You don't know how to pop champagne?
Nope.
Who's qualified?
I am.
You're qualified? Oh, yeah, Wendy is. Okay, we're popping champagne here at the studio while we play the last voicemail round. And let's take a listen.
I get video. Popping the champagne.
Thank you. Thank you, Jemmy.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
Hi, this is Bev from Horse Lovers. The funniest thing my horse has ever done is chase my other horse around the arena with a folding chair in his mouth. Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays from all of us at Horse Lovers.
Hi, this is Julianne Miller-Boyer from Landers, California.
Yay, champagne's
and this
open.
Song is about my pony who sometimes startles himself by pooping. Every pony is a pooper, that means darling, so are you. Pony pooper, pony pooper. Every pony makes his piles of green and stinky pony poo. Pony pooper, pony pooper. Oh, there's a pretty pony grazing in the grass. Do, do, do. When he's done digesting, it's time for it to pass. It comes right out his ass. Every pony is a pooper, but I love my little trooper. He's my uber super duper pony pooper. Plop.
Hello and happy holidays. This is Rita Hansen calling with a funny horse story. I used to have an adorable Morgan gelding. I was out mowing and I look up and there's Taddy running around the pasture and there was something red following him. And so I run up to the pasture and I look and it's a balloon, one of these Mylar birthday balloons, which somehow ended up in his pasture. Somehow the string of the balloon got in his mouth. And it was a little bit breezy, so I guess the balloon started to blow around and he started trying to run away from the balloon, but the string from the balloon was in his mouth. So he is galloping around with his red balloon following close behind him. And occasionally he would stop and turn and look at it. And I'm out in the pasture yelling, "Just open your mouth." And finally he stopped and let me approach him. You know, I'm thinking this string must be stuck in his tooth or something. But it wasn't. It was just in his mouth. And I went up and very lightly pulled the string out of his mouth and rescued him from the horse-eating balloon. Thanks and happy holidays.
Happy Radiothon, everybody. This is Jennifer Pig from Prim Springs, Tennessee. This is my sneaky horse poem. Many, many years ago, when I was just a teen, I had a nice big eck horse. Peter was his name. Well, Peter was a dandy. When I rode him, I would beam. Finding the jumps was easy. Counter canter was his game. So one afternoon, while hanging out at the trailer, after a long show day, parents and trainers exchanging some banter and a beer, just having a ball. Old Peter was a-grazing, no one holding him. Around he would stay. But Peter had enough grass and decided it was time to go back to his stall. So old Sneaky Pete, off he walks and loads himself, walks up the ramp just like a pro, right up into a slot, pushes open the side door with a bump of his nose, and says, "It is time to go." We all started laughing at the look that he gave us. That look said, "I've done my job, carted Jennifer around all the jumps so well. Y'all have been chatting about what a good boy I am. Now, y'all load up and take my tired ass home."
Hi, this is Rachel Walker. I'm calling from Wisconsin. I own several horses, including one pony. And while I'm sure that all of you are now thinking that the pony is the naughtiest or sneakiest creature that I own, you are definitely wrong, because I own a quarter horse named Zeus. Yes, that's right. Probably enough said, huh?
Zeus!
No! I can't even narrow down the sneakiest thing he's ever done. He's the kind of horse that will steal your sunglasses, steal your hoof pick, take the hat off your head, take the scrunchie out of your hair.
Does he eat hamburgers?
He will grab a mouthful of water and sit and wait for someone else to walk by. He carries objects around all over the pasture. In the summer, I take him swimming in the river, and the little bugger won't get out of the water. In short, I'm usually laughing anytime I'm around him when I'm not using the hashtag, "Damn it, Zeus." So Glenn, Jen, Jamie, the entire rest of the Horse Radio Network crew, and all of your critters, Merry Christmas from us here in Wisconsin, where I think it actually just started to snow.
Okay, I'm pausing this, and let's all say it together.
Damn it, Zeus!
Hi, everyone. This is Auditor Jane Herrera from Gilbert, Arizona, with a poem for all the horsey husbands and wives out there. "I want to get a horse," I told him. "Something just for me." He said, "Okay, that's fine. How expensive could that be?" I warned him that these ponies eat money like it's hay. He laughed and said, "Just do it. I'm sure we'll be okay." So I brought home a pony, to my joy and delight, and bought a bunch of tack. And my husband said, "All right." Now there's board and feed and feet. The monthly bills we're spending. And now my husband's nervous. When will this be ending? I laughed and said, "I warned you, the needs will never stop." And now my husband's anxious about the money we have to drop. But it's too late to change it. From my horse, I won't be parted. And my poor husband's regretting the day that this all started. His wife smells like a barn. Her hair is full of hay. He wishes he could go back to that fateful day. Ask his wife to take up knitting or mixing cookie batter instead of riding horses so his wallet would be fatter. Wishing all of you a happy, healthy, and horsey holiday season. Happy Radiothon!
Merry Christmas, Horse Radio Network. This is Katie Moulton. My story involves my childhood pony, Princess. She could be like one of those sweet and sour gummy bears. Some days she was sweet, another day she was sour. One day, we were riding along in my parents' back 40 out in the dairy farm, and I was just riding her bareback with, you know, a couple lead ropes on her halter and just cruising along with my friends. And then Princess decided that she had had enough of that and suddenly sprung a turn to the right, unloaded me, and galloped all the way home. And I just stood up and shook myself off and looked at her, and she just looked so beautiful, kind of like the black stallion galloping along the beach, with her tail flying and her mane flying. And all I could do was sit there and admire her beauty, and I couldn't even be mad. That's how she was. She could be so mean, but so pretty, and then so sweet. I guess just your typical mare, but I loved her anyway. Anyhow, Merry Christmas to all. Thank you.
That's what we saw.
Hey, Horse Radio Network. It's HRN Auditor Jenna up in beautiful Hope, British Columbia. I'm going to tell you about the time that one of my horses did the naughtiest thing ever. When I was 10 years old, my parents decided to get my sister and I our very first horse for Christmas. Now, we had only been in a riding program for 3 months, and the horse they selected for us was a 16-3 off-the-track thoroughbred named Surge.
Of course it
After
was.
Spending all Christmas Day playing around with Surge, we tucked him into his new stall in our Surge. New barn and went home to enjoy Christmas dinner. We got a call the next morning from the barn manager advising us that Surge had somehow managed to get his neck outside of his stall, around the corner, and reached the hose taps, turned the tap on, and flooded the entire 20-stall barn.
Surge.
Let's just say our relationship started with the splash. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Hi, my name is Lisa Babcock. The funniest thing my horse ever did, his name is Kiss the Moon. We show in a open indoor arena. And when we are in the lineup and he is waiting and he gets a little bit on the nervous side and he likes to smack his lips and he goes and it echoes throughout the entire arena and everybody knows it is him. And everybody in the whole entire arena starts laughing and they go, "Oh, that must be Rocky again." And my favorite radio HRN host would be Leslie Bateman, because who doesn't like to party?
There once was a pony whose mane was extremely long and insane. It was curly and thick, so they buzzed it all quick, and a mohawk this pony's now gained.
These Leslie. Listener voicemails were brought to you by Horselovers.com. Horselovers.com is the world's largest online tack shop. Why? Because they have over 180,000 products. So when you need something, they have it. Everything for the English, Western, or just everyday rider. Please shop with confidence, knowing you're getting the lowest prices available. Horselovers.com is also offering a special holiday discount with purchase just for you, our HRN and Radiothon listeners. Get $10 off any $99 order at Horselovers.com simply by entering HRN in the coupon box at checkout. That's it. Just enter HRN in the coupon box at checkout at horseloverswithaz.com. All I want to take this opportunity to thank Horse Lovers and State Line Tack for being title sponsors of this entire day. Without them, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't even be able to do this. They both have coupon codes. They're both HRN, so go shopping today. And why don't we do this, Jamie? We're going to take two quick callers. We're not going to hear stories. We're just going to wish them a Merry Christmas, and then we're going to get on to giving away the big prizes. So we
sounds good.
We have Angie here. Angie. Or we don't. Merry Christmas, Angie. Okay, bye.
Oh, hey. Sorry.
Merry Christmas.
Just real quick. I got an off track railroad because Jamie went to the Thoroughbred Makeover, so wish me luck.
Oh my God. Yes, I'm excited. Yay. Are you going to the makeover?
Yeah, I'm hoping to. Cross fingers.
Oh, my God. Get your entry in. They're open.
Yes.
Did you do it because of Jamie doing such a wonderful job last year? Is that the reason you did it?
Are you being a jerk?
Yeah.
Are you being a jerk right now?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah. Sort of. She came out of a kill pen in Louisiana. I couldn't say no. So that's why I have a long road ahead of me. And I figured, well, if Jamie can do it, I can do it too.
I'll take that as a compliment. Okay. Thank you.
And you should.
Merry Christmas, Angie.
Merry Christmas, Angie. Bye. Happy holidays.
All right.
Inspirational, Jamie.
Our last caller we're going to wish a Merry Christmas to is Sharon in California.
Hey, Sharon.
Hey, how are you guys?
Fantastic,
Merry
man.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Glenn, well, let me tell the story. Have you tell us our story. So you have to send me an email with your sneaky pony story.
Thank you, Sharon.
And I'm glad I got on the air. I'm calling in a different time zone, so I had to call after work, and I'm just glad to say hi to you guys. Keep up the great work, and happy holidays, everybody.
Oh, that's a perfect last call. That's
She's
perfect.
In Cali, see? Yeah.
Well, so Merry Christmas, Sharon.
Thanks.
Okay. I think it's time. We've done this for 12 hours.
Wait, hold on. We have to do one thing before we go, and that is at the end of 12 hours... What did you learn today?
Oh, we learned a lot.
We learned a lot.
Okay, the top bratty breeds are ponies. Off the track, there are Breds and Arabs.
Yep, that's correct.
I was surprised. There was only like one or two Appaloosas. And they get a bad rap.
And the one quarter horse we had was eating something he shouldn't be, which is a big surprise.
Yeah, the quarter horses, when they were bratty, it was because they're attacking people for food. Or trying to break out of their paddock for grass.
That's right. And we learned that carnivorous horses exist. They like hamburgers. They like hot dogs. They like jelly donuts, fish. Yeah.
French fries.
Leslie, what did you learn today?
That 12 hours is a long time. That never mind another year. Yeah, and also I would add to the naughtiest breeds, it seems like the name Princess is trending.
Yeah, that's true.
And I can attest to that as a princess, proud princess.
I think that people are in denial and they're trying to like talk themselves into like, oh, she's so sweet.
Yeah, she's so pretty.
Because they don't want to call her devil girl.
No, that's right. That's true. Wicked witch.
We're starting to end up the opposite of the name, for sure. And I would like to tell you that I learned today after 12 hours of hearing stories that, I mean, God, I own Zeus. Like, it's a nightmare living with him every day. And I just, number one, I feel kinship to all of you who have hashtag damn it Zeus stories because it makes me so happy. And the one thing I learned today, like, from the whole 12 hours is, why the hell do we do this? Good Lord.
Because they're so cute.
They're so cute.
Out.
Oh, I know. And let me go kiss Zeus right now for you guys. Cool. So let's do some prizes. Oh, my God. We got the biggest prizes. Everybody's sitting there like, shut up. Just give us the prizes.
Well, before we do that, I have to force them to listen to my thank you for all the sponsors today. We had 52 prizes. So we made a lot of people very happy this Christmas. And we thank everybody that came out of the woodwork to help with that. All 200 people that sent in voicemails. If you sent in a voicemail and didn't hear it today, you will hear it. You were entered. You will hear it on Christmas Day. We're putting all the rest of them together for Christmas Day show. So that's what will happen there. Tomorrow morning, we are back with Horses in the Morning. We did record it ahead of time because I won't be able to talk. Stacey Westfall is here tomorrow with a brand new show, so she'll be back tomorrow. Thank you to all the hosts and auditors and listeners. Also, a special thank you to Jemmy and Jennifer, who took almost 200 calls today, or over 200 calls today, so thank you to them. Jemmy's also been posting the shows every hour diligently, and Jennifer's been doing a great job in there, isolated from us. She could come in here now, probably.
She probably doesn't want to.
She's hiding from
us. We've
been
in here 12 hours.
Thank you to Dr. Wendy, who's been my MC co-host since the beginning, since we started this mess. So thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Glenn.
A couple hours to be here today. Thank you to Charlotte for coming over today. Appreciate that. And thank you to all the hosts today. Leslie, thank you for joining us every year, whether it's been pregnant, not pregnant, pissed at me because I made you ride in the Mongol Derby.
Wouldn't miss it.
And Jamie, thank you.
Will, however, not do another Mongol Derby.
No,
so
I don't see that in her future, and I'm not asking. I still feel guilty for that. I was expecting her to send me bills for the therapy sessions, but I never got them. And Jamie, thank you for always kicking it off with us and always finishing it with us. We appreciate
that. My pleasure.
We'll be back on Wednesday with a new show, too, on Horses in the Morning, but now it is time. So what we have first is a $500 gift card from Kelly Hurd Jewelry. Kelly of Kelly Hurd Jewelry, yes, there is one, has been so kind to us, and he's donated prizes for years, and it's always a lot of prizes. They make the most beautiful jewelry. It's a family-run operation. He's very proud. We had him on the show, remember, Jamie? He's very proud of what they have done there, and he should be. They have a lot of equestrian jewelry as well as not equestrian jewelry, but they're giving a gift certificate right now. If you shop there at KellyHurdJewelry.com, you're going to get... I'm surprised I'm managing this at all right now.
You're doing great.
HRN will get 30% off. If you're shopping till the 9th, you get 30% off the jewelry. Go hand it to your husband and say, buy me this. And everybody will be happy. But there's one person that's going to be buying a lot of jewelry tonight, and that's the winner of the $500 gift card from Kelly Hurd that he's giving away right now. So I am going to let Jamie, would you relinquish it to Charlotte and let her pick?
My pleasure.
All right, Charlotte, you need to pick a number. Now, if anybody doesn't win, you can write to Charlotte at charlotte.com, and she'll be happy to take your complaints. So, Charlotte, between 1 and 425. 115.
Oh, here we go.
Well thought out.
Here it is. We need a drum roll, Jamie. Give me a drum roll. And the winner is Hannah Barker. Wins the $500.
Awesome, woo-hoo! Hannah.
Do you know
Hannah's going to make it rain. Rain up in here. Yeah.
Make it rain, Hannah. All right. Next up, been a sponsor of ours for years on our regular shows and also here on Radiothon, is, of course, Wintec Saddles. Now, we use, that's all that's in our barn, because we live in Florida, and leather just molds overnight. So we don't use leather here, and Jennifer could not stand bringing the saddle in the house every time. So we have all Wintecs, and we've always had Wintecs since they came out. We had a tack shop then, and they just came out, and we've been using Wintecs ever since. I think it meant all of us have used Wintecs at one time or another. They last forever. Yeah, wash them off. They're perfect for the winter. You don't have to worry about any of the rot and ice and snow. You can throw them in the snow. It doesn't matter. So you get your choice of any Wintec saddle. The top one, the Isabel, is up to $1,500. But you get your choice of any one of them, whether it's Western or English or Aussie or Endurance or, you know, any one of them you can pick from. So this is a really cool gift worth up to $1,500. And we're going to pick a winner. And I'm going to let Leslie do that as our special guest.
Yay! Oh, this is so much pressure.
Leslie!
Awesome prize. Okay, so pick a number.
Pick a number between 1 and 435.
Okay, I got to say, because this is Radiothon's 5th anniversary, I'm just going with 5.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
You are going early, and I mixed it up so it would not be alphabetical. And I have here, okay, wait a minute. Let me Sorry, I goofed
you
it
have
up.
One job, okay? One job.
I've had 1,000 jobs all day long. Let me try this again.
A lot of suspense.
So the winner of the saddle is.
Whoa! Here we go.
What number did you say?
Five.
Squint. Get it together, man.
It's Danielle Rigby. Was number five.
Congratulations.
Congrats. Woohoo. Merry Christmas to you.
So Danielle.
Want to be my best friend?
You get it. So I don't know where Danielle is. I don't know if anybody knows where Danielle is, but congratulations, Danielle. And that's it. We have completed another 12 hours and given away $10,000 in prizes.
Oh my God. Wendy, are you just so sick of giving other people stuff right now?
No, I love it. I love to be Vanna for the day. It's my dream.
Vanna White for the day. She makes a lot more money than you. She has a private plane. So.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, oh my gosh. Wow. Congratulations to all the winners. But more, thank you, Glenn and Jen and Wendy and Jemmy. You guys have just made this into what it is. And it is just a spectacle every year. And I'm proud to be a part of it. And I love all of our listeners and the auditors. I mean, there's like 1,200 comments in the comment section on this Facebook page. It's ridiculous because Facebook is wondering what the heck is going on. So anyway, Leslie, thank you for joining us as always. Oh my God, I love you, mean it. And it's just so fun to be a part of this. It's such a fun day. I've literally got almost nothing done today. So thank you.
Oh, good.
That's what we like.
Yeah, that's what we're aiming
That's
for.
What we're shooting for. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody who contributed. And Merry Christmas to everybody. We hope you have a wonderful holiday season. And we're going to be here with Horses in the Morning and we'll probably do a special Christmas episode like we always do. So, I don't know if we'll do are we going to do all hosts this year? Well, we'll talk about that later. I got enough to worry about.
God, you're wearing me out.
I know. Leslie, thank you. Venting Nation, Horse Nation.
Thank
we love
guys.
You, Leslie.
All you do.
All right. Take care, everybody. Merry Christmas. Merry everybody Christmas. Say one last time.
Damn it,
Zeus.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Turn out the lights. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
Thank you, Scary.